Today is what we remember as Holy Saturday. Jesus has died. His death has been completed. Today we will enter into passages of his burial and sit with those who, for this day, it was the Sabbath. They stopped their work. They paused. They remembered all that had just happened this past week and the day before. And they waited. They wondered. They didn't know in the same way that we do now what was to come, what his resurrection would be like. And so today, as we read this passage, let's sit with them in this in-between. Jesus had died. What does this mean? We will be reading from John 19, verses 38 to 42, and Luke 23, 54 to 56. Take a moment and allow your mind to become quiet. Rest in the reality that Jesus has died, and remember his deep love for you. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds, and taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was so nearby, they laid Jesus there. It was preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. At the place where Jesus was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. It was the preparation day, and the Sabbath was about to begin. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. Then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. Today we wait, we rest, we remember all that has transpired over this week, all that Jesus has done and what that means. As you go into your day, hold that hope with you as we wait in expectation for the resurrection that is to come. Go in peace.